This is HPR episode 1898 entitled, Free My Music. It is hosted by Alpha 32 and is about 7 minutes long. The summary is, how I got my music off my Mac and ended my iDependence.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey there, Hacker Public Radio. This is Alpha 32 again. Today I want to tell you about how I solved a little problem I was having. It was an issue that kept me from fully switching over to Linux, and stop using my Mac. So what I want to tell you about is how to get your music off of your Apple computer deal. And, just generally liberate your music from the cold grip of Apple. So I know there's probably an easier way to do this, but I couldn't figure it out. So if you got a better way, please record a show. Maybe it'll help somebody. I used the command line to do this because that's more comfortable for me. If you don't have a term, if you don't know where the terminal is on your Mac, just use Finder, the little caricaturized little guy down there on your dock. He'll help you find it. The first thing that I did after, getting the terminal jazz, I enabled the root user because on your Mac, just naturally, they don't let you have root. I guess because they're afraid you'll screw up their beautiful machine. It seems kind of, not very trusting of them. Not very cool, in my opinion. So to enable the root user, it's kind of a funky process. Basically, from just straight from your desktop, click on your little Apple up there in the top left and choose System Preferences. And then from the View menu, the box that pops up there in the middle, with all your settings and stuff, choose Users and Groups. Then there at the bottom left, there's the lock, that you gotta undo to make any changes. So go ahead and click on that, enter your password, da 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 da, all that jazz. Then in the sidebar there on the left, at the bottom is login options. Go ahead and click on that. And then after that, there is an edit or join button at the bottom right. In the main area there, click on that and then click open directory utility and click the lock in the directory utility window. You are going to have to enter an administrator account name and password, just like you did earlier, authenticating after you click the lock deal. And from your big menu up there at the top, the whole, what do they call that, like a global menu thingy? I think Unity on Ubuntu has it. That's kind of stupid in my opinion. That's what took me the longest, was figuring out what the heck they meant by that, because I forgot about the whole global menu thingy. So, you know, just there up in the top left, click edit, and then down towards the bottom of the list is enable root user. So do that, pick your root password. You know, you gotta type it twice to make sure you didn't screw anything up. Click OK, and you have root. Ta-da! Now from your terminal, you can just go, you know, switch back on the Unix side of your brain and, you know, SU, enter your password, la la la. And then what I did was I just plugged in an external hard drive and did a cp-r on the directory that had my music in it. I had to rename that folder because it was two words with a space in between, and you guys all know that the command line doesn't like that. That's, yeah, kind of crappy. So I did rename that folder, you know, take out the space. So just do your cp-r to your external hard drive, which for me was like /Andrew/media/iTunes Music. Yeah, and it'll copy all that over to your external media. It sometimes takes a while, you know. I know I had like 55 gigs of music on my Mac, and I was, this is what really kept me from fully switching to Linux, because I really didn't want to lose 55 gigs of music, which I had, you know, of course I paid for all of it. So yeah, anyways, once you do that, you know, you've got your full collection there on your external media, and it is yours again to do with as you please within the confines of the license, naturally. But that's a different story. So that is how to get your music off of your Mac and onto your Linux box. So go and, you know, follow these instructions if you're having that same issue, and then fire up some Rush, man. This is Alpha 32 signing off for Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.